This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Owen Schroyer's set to take over in T-minus 5 minutes. Nancy, you're up first, and then James and Summer and Trent. He'll be taking your calls next segment. He's going to go right to you, and then he's going to be hosting the War Room for 3 hours. After that, I need to talk about a couple issues here, and then we'll, in my little part of the broadcast today. We are no doubt in the middle of a global extermination operation. I mean, we know that now. But we've really got to understand that they're going to make their major move. They could release a super deadly weapon any day now. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's definitely in the cards. The cards in the enemy's hand run from bad to Armageddon. They run from seriously horrible and evil to just end of the world type of stuff, okay? So, look, I'm not going to lie to you, okay? And I'm pissed off because I'm ready to die. I don't want to die. I'm not going to commit suicide. But my children don't deserve this, and your children don't deserve it as well. So I just hope you all realize how much I appreciate you. And how much I know in my heart that you've really been a game changer in the whole fight against tyranny. And I just want to ask you all to just be more conscious. Just be more awake. Just be more follow through and be more detail oriented and kind of wake up and get into the real world. And that doesn't just mean be aware of all the evil. I mean, it means so many people are too optimistic about, oh, just lead a good life, ignore the corruption, be happy, it'll go away. No, that might have worked the last 30 years. That got us where we are. If you're not upset, if you're not sick about what's happening, you're part of the problem. 2 years ago, we had an 80% chance to turn this around. We got about a 50% chance right now. And every month that goes by, that things get worse, it lowers. And I'm going to sit here right to the end, even if we've got a 1% chance to turn this around. But it makes me physically sick because everybody's going to pay bad. And there's no consolation in the leftists and all these people that will be destroyed first. That's a failure that we let our fellow humans turn into this and have this happen to them. So Owen Schroyer is going to take over here in about 3 minutes. He's going to write your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us. We'll just take more calls. He wants to take calls next hour, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And separately, it's a nice vote of confidence you guys give us with a 1776 coin. It's got a big markup on it because it's a founding member, like buying a war bond to fund us in the future and launch new projects. And, yeah, we're able to stay on air, which we'll probably be able to do. I mean, who knows? They could have a nuclear war next week with Russia. Then those are founding members with the email. We're going to send you exclusive deals. And, you know, we were able to make more films, a free DVD in the mail, a membership to a new thing we're going to do. I mean, you know, that's there. It's a fun thing to do, and I appreciate all of you. It's going to sell out in the next day or two, 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, if you don't do any Christmas shopping, that's fine with me because the world's pretty crazy. Get your family, get yourself ready. But if you're going to do Christmas shopping, you should do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get people turmeric bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, so good for inflammation of the body, 95% curcuminoid, or DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more that's great for your cells and your body that everybody needs during times like this, and winter sun and vitamin mineral fusion and all the apparel and our great types of toothpaste and everything is there at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The Christmas super sales here, up to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. This is extended through, and it could be the last Christmas here we're on air. And everybody's like, wow, Jones, feel sorry for you. That means you're going to be in a bio-nuclear war. I mean, you understand? Like, I'm like, yeah, it could be our last days here. Yeah, all of us together. That's why all my enemies think they're destroying me. They have no idea. They're going to be destroyed by their master, not me. All right. God bless you all. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to take phone calls for this entire fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Then we're going to close the lines, and we're going to start the war room, where I will get into all of this news that I have in front of me on my desk, and then reopen the phone lines for more callers. But we are going to take calls here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we'll hit the reset button on the war room right after that. So, right now we have Summer, who is calling in from Colorado. Summer, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. First, I want to say George Washington slaying the dragon. That image is absolutely brilliant, and I would love to have a founding member long sleeve shirt for my husband. And second, I need to talk about two massive dangers to children from the masks and from a dangerous vaccine component. First of all, masks increase the danger of children will become habitual mouth breathers. Mouth breathing is extremely dangerous because not only does it is nose breathing the only way your body produces nitric oxide, a natural anti-inflammatory, it's an antiviral and antibacterial that's required for cognition and your body's first initial defense against viruses and bacteria. But also, if you don't have the proper palate formation from nose breathing by keeping your mouth closed, mouth breathing with your mouth hanging open can cause permanent malformation of the cranial facial structure. This is so dangerous for kids. It's offsetting their chin, jaw, skull, and will misalign their brain.
That's one point that I didn't, you know, you bring up so many good points there, and I want you to continue, but, you know, that's one thing you said there at the end that I didn't hear many other people talk about either was it definitely, whenever I was forced to put on the mask, even if it was like just for ceremony and you keep it under your chin, whatever the case, I could feel that it was messing with my chin, messing with my jaw, messing with the natural, you know, movement of my jaw when I'm talking, when I'm breathing. I mean, these are the things we don't think about. And it's just, it's beyond ridiculous that we're wearing the mask to begin with. But when you think about how it's a negative health thing, wearing the mask and all the different ones you brought up and so many more, and we still force ourselves and our kids to do this.
Yeah, and the children that are going to suffer from facial deformities because of wearing a mask and then have this habitual mouth breathing for potentially the rest of their life. This is known from dentists and orthodontists that mask mouth breathing makes you need orthodontics and need teeth help and realignment because nasal breathing is the way we're supposed to breathe. And not only that, but I also want to remind your listeners of an MIT article that was posted on September 14th, 2017, titled One Vaccine Injection Could Carry Many Doses. While this technology was actually funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and in their article they say MIT engineers have invented a 3D fabrication method that can generate a drug-carrying microstructure that could allow multiple doses of a drug or vaccine to be delivered over an extended period of time with just one injection.
So that's like it's like a birth control technology where they put the things in the girl's arms.
It was meant to be for vaccines.
But I'm saying it's like oh, you get this and I've got my birth control for a year or whatever the length of time is.
Yeah, delay release. And it's supposed to be delay release at a specific time, just like that.
How convenient. Technology. Oh, it's technology.
Yes, from MIT, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, and it's supposed to have these little cups that can be put into different structures. And the whole article goes into it. I'd love for it to be read on the air at some time because it is crazy what they have done.
Well, and just to kind of get into you get into this, and it kind of puts it in a different lane to me, too, is technology has advanced so quickly in really the 20th and 21st century that humans haven't really developed an awareness in response, at least a quick enough awareness in response to the rapid development of new technologies. Well, we're starting to kind of develop that awareness. So we can look back now and see how the internet has hurt us or how cell phones have hurt us. I think we're learning more about that every day, but it's kind of here and it's now part of the fabric of our society and we can't really roll it back and we kind of just accept it as a necessary evil. But we have this awareness now of new technology to where we can start to say, okay, there might be benefits here. It is a new technology. It is an advancement, but what are going to be the negative things? Do we really want to roll it out now? So now we kind of have this awareness, and we need to think about these future technologies. Hey, look, if they can put something on the brain that makes a blind man see, then I'm all for it. I'm all for advancing, but there's going to be things that we need to be careful of, like the microchipping, the nanotechnology, the smart blood, all this stuff we need to be very careful with.
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely need to also be looking through other patents and technology to make sure that we're being careful about what their next move is, because this, having a delay release, it could already be in all of the vaccines given out or maybe in some batches, because this is, as soon as they had this and some of the other, like, glowing technology that could make people glow, that's another MIT.
Oh, yeah, they have that with pets now, too.
And
you know, here's the thing. Whenever somebody lies to you,
why would they buy it and not use it? You know,
and whenever somebody lies to you too, like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, I think they were both on an interview one time, and they said, "Oh, we don't know anything about microchips or implantable microchips," and of course they knew all about it. Microsoft had already proposed patents; it was already in mainstream news reports. Summer, thank you so much. Excellent call.
Thank you.
So, yeah, exactly. They wouldn't get technology if they don't plan on using it. And then they wouldn't be lying about it on nationally televised interviews if they didn't have some sordid agenda. All right, let's now go to Trent in Nevada. Trent, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Right on. I got a couple of family members that got the shots, and they're just, like, in complete, absolute denial about it. And, like, it's the technology is just, like, over people's heads. I just come across this Harvard article that says team builds first living robots that can reproduce. AI designed.
And it's like a micro robot. It's like a tiny nanobot, right? And it has, like, that spiral shape.
Yes, it does have a spiral in it, but it's absolutely insane what is going on. But also, I just wanted my stepdad has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's like 10 years ago, but it sent me on a absolute journey. And anyways, mercury poisoning has identical lesions in the brain, identical loss of motor skills, just identical symptoms. And there is articles out there that confirm that the ADA and the government know this, but they can't agree with it, because then it would leave dentists liable for lawsuit, insurance companies would have to pay out, and then it would completely bankrupt the whole system, and the education system would have to be completely, you know, retaught. And it goes along with like every other neurological disease as well. Like the first case of MS was diagnosed in Paris in 1832.
Well, mercury is one of the most well-studied elements on the periodic table, and they knew that we've known for a long time how bad it is for humans. And I remember that they used to do reports. InfoWars used to cover it. This was long before I worked here. And you'd have ABC News reports and others saying, mercury is good for you, because people found out it was an adjuvant in the vaccines. And it's just, again, mercury, very well studied, horrible for humans. And they say, mercury is good for you. Oh, it's you know, ivermectin is for horses only. It's just, it's the mainstream news. They're lying to us no matter what, no matter when.
Yeah, yeah. And they even have a 60 Minutes episode called Smoking Teeth. And it just seems like you can show this stuff to people, and it just seems like they're just like you guys say, they're in a trance. I think there's more to it than a trance, because I think it's more of a spiritual thing, because you can show these people what's going on, and they just write back to mainstream media, even though they've been caught lying over and over and over.
Right back into the trance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
All right, we're taking phone calls here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder sitting in. Then we're going to be covering all the latest breaking news on the War Room starting at 3 p.m. Central. And then stay tuned at band.video for a lot of upcoming things that will be uploaded this weekend, including myself at the Reawaken America Tour tomorrow in Dallas. There's going to be a lot of great people there as well. We're going to have a booth. There'll be a little meet and greet. And we're just working every day here. So big ups to the crew. And big ups to you in the audience for supporting us for all these years, keeping us on air in the fight. And let's go to the great audience now. Let's go to Jazzy. Jazzy is called in. She's in the United States of America. Jazzy, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Hey, I just want to say that my first time calling in. I'm a little nervous. And I want to just say the lady who was just talking about wearing a mask, I worked in a doctor's office and had to wear a mask 10 hours a day. And I ended up getting 3 staph infections on my chin. And it got to the point where I had enough of it. And then they had to mandate the vaccine. And I just had to quit and leave there. So after I left there, it's been a year now. My chin has finally gone back to normal. But when I had the staph infection on my chin, it looked like I had a great big golf ball on my chin because it was so infected. It was terrible.
Well, were they telling you to wear the same mask for 10 hours? Or did they allow you, like, you know, to wear 20 masks so you could not have that problem?
Yeah, well, it was, yes, I could switch it out like every hour if I wanted to, but I still got the infection.
Cause don't surgeons, I mean, isn't it kind of like protocol? Like surgeons have to replace their mask like every 30 minutes or something because of these issues are well known.
Exactly. Yes. Right. And, I also just wanted to say that, I like it when you bring out Bozo the clown, Bozo Biden the clown. I'm the one that sent that in.
Well, so look, we got it. Why doesn't somebody go on? We've got it in the studio right here. I'm in the War Room studio right now, but we have Bozo the clown. Let's get somebody come in here. Will you? Somebody bring Bozo on the stage for me. Let's give Bozo a chance. Bozo Biden. Here, I'll even.
That's great. That's great.
Wait a second.
We love it.
Where is it? Is it gone? Has Bozo, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Bozo's gone missing.
You need to find Bozo.
The crew, I'm not even kidding you. The crew is scrambling around back there now. Bozo has gone missing.
I also want to just say.
Wait,
that,
oh, here we go. We got him.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, great. He should co-host with you today.
All right. We're going to have Bozo Biden in the guest chair.
Co-host. Yes.
There you go. There he is.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, hey, I also want to say that I pray for everyone every day at InfoWars and Mike Adams and just all the patriots that are in jail right now need everybody's prayers, but they get out soon And I love all your products. Everybody needs to get online and order these products. And I'd like to make a suggestion to help, like a donation, maybe round up your order. Maybe have a feature where when someone places an order, you can round up those cents, and those cents would add up.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting proposal. I've never heard of that before. We do have a donation page. We also have SaveInfoWars.com. But thank you so much, Jazzy.
Okay.
And thank you for having Bozo here in studio with us.
Wonderful. Well,
all right.
God bless you.
All right, let's go to Nick. Nick is called in from across the pond. He's over in England. Jolly old England. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Great to talk to you. First time caller.
Thanks.
I've lived in England for 5 years. My wife's English. But 8 weeks ago, I had to go back to Tennessee to get my mom into an assisted living center. She had a non-COVID issue and had to go to the hospital. And I followed the ambulance. I told the EMT, I said, no shots and no ventilator. I went into the waiting room. I waited 2 hours. I was reasonable. Every 45 minutes, said, any updates? Can I go back in the back, see my mom? After 2 hours, they came out and told me that my mom had COVID. I was not going to be able to see my mom, and they suggested that I leave. I told them, no, I'm not leaving. She goes, well, you can't see your mom. I said, well, I don't want to see my mom. I want to see the doctor. So long story short, after 5 hours, they came over and told me, we're releasing your mom. I said, how can you do that when you said she had COVID? She goes, I don't know. And so the nurse comes out.
That's reassuring.
I know. When a nurse comes out in the wheelchair, I asked her, I said, well, how do you know that she has COVID? Did you run a antigen or PCR test? She said, I ran a PCR test. I said, really? I said, tell me what the cycle count. What was the amplification on it? Was it 28 or 40? She goes, that's above my pay grade. She goes, I have no idea. That's all lab. I said, well, you know, that's really a shame that you don't know, because Dr. Kerry Mullis invented it. Unfortunately, he died just before COVID came out. And he said, once you put that amplification anywhere near 40, you're going to get a 97% false positive. She said, sir, I have no idea about any of that. I said, that's a shame. They dumped her out on the side. I'm trying to get her into the assisted living center the next day. So, but told her she had COVID. She was contagious. They put her out on the curb. 2 hours. So I went immediately from there to one of these urgent care that does a PCR test. And net is after an hour of doing that PCR test, they gave her a clean bill of health. It was fine. I emailed that to the assisted living center. They said, she said, let me email that to the director of nursing. This is at 7 o'clock at night. They said, bring her in tomorrow at 11. We'll do the medical assessment, and got her in. She never had any COVID, anything. I hope that this just helps anybody, but I think you're the greatest. I think InfoWars is the greatest, and together we will win. I just thank you for your time, Owen.
Thank you, Nick. Nick, you kind of sound like a cowboy for somebody over there in England. I don't think you're from there.
No, I'm from Tennessee, actually from Memphis.
Sounds about right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. God bless your mother. Glad to hear she's okay. Let's stay down. We'll go down to the south now. Jason in Alabama. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Jason, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Owen. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm first-time caller. Just going to say that I love your show and Alex and Harris and all you guys there, but I think people here in Alabama are starting to wake up. I'm a truck driver and on the interstates, you know, a lot. And the other day, it was down around Birmingham, I think, I saw one of the big, huge digital billboards. It said vaccines kill, and it had a website on it. The website was vaccine-police.com, and I had checked it out a little bit last night, but I'm going to have to go back on there and do some more.
Well, we'll pull it up. We got to go to a break, but vaccine-police.com, and you say you saw it on a big digital billboard. That's good to hear. People are waking.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're taking phone calls for two more segments here. I'm going to try to get to everybody whose name we've taken on the board. Then we're going to close the lines. I'm going to cover the latest breaking news on the war room and then take more calls. So we now go, oh, did we find that website, guys? What was it? Vaccine-police.com. Did we end up finding that in the break? Okay, we couldn't find it, but maybe we'll keep looking. Maybe we got the name wrong there. But let's go back out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Melissa, dialed in from Arkansas. Melissa, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to try to get to this information quickly so you can move on. But I've been a nurse for 12 years, and I've worked in all areas of nursing, and I can't believe what's happening to the point that I don't even trust any medicine from anything in the last 50 years or more. I've stopped all my medications and everything because I just don't trust it anymore. But I came across an interview on YouTube called the website or the channel is called The Portal, and it's episode 19 with Brett Weinstein, and it's his brother that he's interviewing on his show. And this guy goes on into detail how the rats that they use for medication experiments are so perfect genetically that they can take massive amounts of toxic doses and they can fight off cancer way longer than any other animal because they've been bred so perfectly that they have nothing wrong with them. And if you use that based on anything, that's what they use for long-term effects for medication. So if these rats are so perfect, then how on earth can they even tell us it's safe? Because there's just no way. And he goes in so detail about how, like, all medicine is wrong, even over the counter. So I sent this information to all the House and Senate doctors. I sent a letter to all of them, and Trump, and to Fox News people, and everybody. Everyone needs to go and watch this interview. And he explains how it's wrong and how the pharmacies ignored it.
So basically, the testing that's done on rats is not a good standard for testing these drugs, because the rats have been bred to be so, what would be the right word? I mean, not immune, but I guess resistant to certain diseases.
Telomeres. They're spread so perfect that their telomeres are so insanely long that they can take insane amounts of toxic doses. And he says that that's why so many medicines go on the market and get recalled within 5 years, because there's no way to do real long-term studies on humans. It would take 50, 60, 70 years. So they use these rats to predict what will happen to humans. So if they're using these rats to predict what's going to happen to humans, what if they base their whole agenda off of these rats and it's supposed to kill humans off in 10 years, but it's killing them way faster because the one weak link in the chain is the rat. Because every lab in the United States gets their rats from one place. Every lab in Europe gets their rats from one place. They're tainted.
Well, not to play spoiler here, but that's actually the moral dilemma at the end of the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Old. I'll just leave it right there, not to play spoiler for anybody that's going to watch it. But that's kind of the end of the dilemma is, well, what do we do about how do we fast track human trials for drugs so that we don't have to wait 70 years to find a drug that's going to cure a seizure or beat cancer or anything like that? Melissa, thank you so much for that call. We'll upload this segment separately, and it'll be Nurse Explains Why She No Longer Trusts Modern Medicine. And would you say that that's a fair headline?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I've cried for months, mourning my entire career is a lie.
Well, God bless you, Melissa. Thank you for calling in and sharing that information with us. And as I said, we'll upload this separately to band.video so other people can get this message. Let's now go to Christine in New Jersey. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Christine, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi. So I wanted to tell you guys that the New Jersey Department of Health is targeting children on TikTok. They promoted an ad on TikTok promoting the experimental COVID vaccine to children. And the ad was, I tried to send it to you guys, but I couldn't find like an email address or anything. The ad is like a 9 to 11-year-old kid sitting there saying, "Dear Santa, I don't want games for Christmas. He crosses off games. I don't want toys for Christmas. He crosses off toys. He goes, just give me the COVID vaccine." And then he circles vaccine on the Christmas list. It is
gross.
Disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. It's just as bad as the Big Bird, Sesame Street. I mean, I don't even know what to do. I'm like sick to my stomach. And then I want to tell you one other thing. So the Governor Murphy at the State House in New Jersey, the Democrats made a new rule. You have to show your papers in order to enter. So any legislators assemblyman said they need to go in and vote, have to show papers. So the Republicans weren't having it, and this happened last Monday. He actually, the governor had state troopers standing there trying to block the doors. So the Republicans happened to just walk in. They said, no, we're not having this. They walked in. The next day, Governor Murphy had, for some reason, the National Guard at the state house. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I believe this Monday coming up, there's going to be another vote, and I don't know what's going to happen. But, I mean, I don't know what they're going to try to do. It's not a law. It's unconstitutional. So, I mean, they're going to be there again Monday.
Well, it's just like Jane Fonda said, COVID has been a gift to the Democrats. COVID has been a gift to the left. They've been able to get so many power grabs and accomplish just so much, even little things like the one you're describing, to just even get little tiny power grabs. I mean, just every element. I mean, it's just amazing to watch these people seize so much power from what they claim is such a tragedy. And it just goes to show you, it was never about COVID for the Democrat Party. The only reason they're promoting all these things is because they love the power they're able to seize from it.
I mean, and they're getting away with it here in New Jersey. And I think that state capitol thing is like a test run. Because if you should watch, actually, Governor Murphy's COVID briefings, because they're very cultish. I mean, you should watch the most recent one from this past Monday. To even talk about it on there. I think it's a test run, because Governor Murphy did say in previous COVID briefings that he was going to follow the footsteps of New York, Colorado, and California. So I think it's a test run here at the Capitol. I do think he's going to start trying to implement. You can't go into like a restaurant without this pass.
Well, they got in New York City. They try to claim, the Democrats in New York try to claim, that they have laws where you have to show a vaccine passport to go anywhere, and now you also have to have a mask. So you have to have a vaccine passport, proof of vaccination, and a mask now in New York.
It's a law. It's not a law. Actually, the court had already shut down de Blasio's first mandate. I just read an article the other day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've all been struck down.
Those previous ones down. Yeah, so what? You know, they think people are dumb. Oh, I said you have to do this. Now you have to go do this. And it does get people to go out and do this, unfortunately. You know?
I mean, I've had like two situations here in Texas where I try to go into a building or something, and they ask me about a mask. I've never been asked about a vaccine or a vaccine card, but I have been asked about a mask. And when I explain, I'm like, that's illegal. There's laws. You can't make me wear a mask. A couple times they backed off. The other was in a – or I'll just leave. The other was in a federal building, and they wouldn't – back off, and I had to go in, so I had to put on a mask. It's, you know, that's what they do. Doesn't matter that it's illegal, doesn't matter that there's no law, they just enforce it. They're now, and that's why every just liberal leftist out on the streets loves it, because then they become tiny little dictators too, and they love that. They love being able to tell you what to do.
Absolutely. New Jersey is really bad. I don't even know if I could do it anymore here. The kids are still wearing masks in school. And one judge, there's a huge class action lawsuit that I'm a part of, actually. And this one judge literally still sits there and says, oh, it's for help. Now it has to be appealed. How is it for help when nobody else, adults?
Yeah, I don't know how anybody lives in these cities anymore that require masks and vaccines. I really don't. I don't know how anybody puts up with that.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, last segment here of the Alex Jones Show, and then I'm going to cover all the latest breaking news on the War Room right after that. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, big Christmas sale happening right now. Big discounts on top-rated, top-selling supplements. We have emergency food back in stock as well. We have water filters back in stock as well. How about the gift of clean water? Get a water filter right now from InfoWarsStore.com. Multiple different sizes, multiple different types. Take your pick. Give somebody the gift of clean water this Christmas with a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. And with the free shipping, that's big savings. Heavy items, bigger items, expensive to ship. We're covering those costs right now when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com for the Christmas season. Let's go back out to the phone lines now, and we have Emmanuel in Wyoming. Emmanuel, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Shalom, Owen.
Hello.
I just want to say, I just want to thank our Heavenly Father for this day he's given us, and for the InfoWars crew and all that you guys do, putting out the info for the people. But what I really want to touch on is what we're going through today and what we're seeing happen in the world is at a biblical level, is at a prophetic level. And I just want to let people know, like, since it's that, and we know that it's going to unfold the way it's going to, and that there's going to be a mass depopulation, and we're going to see all this evil pour out, and judgment is going to come upon the nations. All we can do, and all we have, is God. All we have is our Lord. All we have is Him. We can't do anything else. We have to turn to Yahuwah. We have to turn to His Son, Yeshua, and confess who He is, because there's no way out of this. And I'm not trying to be grim or pessimistic, but He's our only hope. He's our only way out. The level of corruption, the genetic editing, the everything we're seeing is just madness. We're seeing evil pouring at a level that hasn't been poured out in since the beginning of the age, since the beginning of the world.
What's so shocking to me is not those that do evil. They're not as shocking to me. What's shocking to me is the people that see it and don't stand against it or deny it. I mean, that's the real shocking thing. That's the real shocking element to me. I mean, evil humans have always existed throughout history. Humans have always tried to enslave and conquer humans and nations. I mean, this is obviously well documented. But it's those that ignore it or deny it that really shock me even more, I would say.
We're seeing people given over to the spiritual delusion, the spirit of the Antichrist. They're God haters. They're lovers of themselves. We're all fallen, but we're seeing this at a level where it's good, where we're seeing evil being approved of. And we've seen this happen in multiple, you know, civilizations throughout time, and these civilizations fall, but we're seeing this at like a global level. Before it was just in one part of the world, but we're seeing it all over the world, and it's just destructive. It's killing, it's destroying and separating our body and mind. It's disconnecting us from God. It's disconnecting us from each other with this COVID thing, with these vaccines. It's disconnecting us from our families. It's disconnecting us from creation.
Absolutely, and that's why the answer is getting reconnected with those things to start the healing process. Emmanuel, thank you so much. Great call. Let's go to Kelly in Wisconsin. Kelly, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for having me. I live about 30 minutes away from Waukesha, so I just wanted to thank you for always keeping that story alive.
Oh, what story? I never heard of a story. Nothing happened in Waukesha. I haven't heard anything.
Right. The car that drove itself.
There was that car accident. Yes.
Yes, yes. So just thank you for keeping that story alive, because there's obviously a lot of post-traumatic stress and physical healing that's still happening, but it's a great community. My husband works there. I lived there for a while. So anyway, I have a question and I have a suggestion. The question is, could Trump run for the Speaker of the House position, and then if he were elected to that, begin impeachment proceedings of Biden, Harris, and then become president by default?
So technically speaking, I guess that would be possible. Yes. I mean, Trump hasn't showed any signs he would want to run for Congress, and I think he would probably even maybe look at it as below him. However, I did hear, I believe it was Matt Gaetz. I can't say for sure, but I believe it was Matt Gaetz. He may have been saying this tongue in cheek, that he was going to make Trump the Speaker of the House, or nominate Trump to be the Speaker of the House after the next midterm elections. I'm guessing he was just joking about that, but he did say that. So, I mean, hypothetically, technically speaking, that could happen. I'd say there's about a 1% chance of any of that happening, though.
I think that could solve our problems that we have a little faster than waiting for him to decide if he's going to run. But, okay, thank you for answering that. The suggestion is, back to Trump again, if and when his Truth app comes live, or, of course, as soon as possible, it doesn't have to be that event, but is it possible for you and Alex and all of in your hosts and guests to promote a movement where we all bail on Facebook, Twitter, Insta?
You know, we've tried to do that before, and I've tried to do that before, and others have tried to do that before. It never works. So I mean, it'd be nice if conservatives could band together and accomplish something like that, but we never do it. Republicans don't take the lead on that. It's just not something that conservatives do activism-wise. So I understand where you're coming from. I've had that idea. I know others have too, but it's been tried, and unfortunately it fails every time.
For taking my call, and thank you for all you do.
All right, Kelly, thank you. All right, we finish up here with Bone Crusher. Bone Crusher called in from FEMA Region 10. Bone Crusher, you're on the air.
Hey, Owen, how's it going, man? Good. You know what? I can't even talk today because I've just been listening to all these people and all this crap the globalists are doing, and I'm so pissed off right now. So you know what? I'm going to go crush some globalists right now, and that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. Bone Crusher out.
He doesn't even get to his topic. He said on the thing, so he was going to talk about Josh Dugar, former reality TV star. At least that's what the headlines say. I'd never heard of him before, but he got arrested. He had a bunch of, you know, they always say child porn, but I don't believe in child porn. There's child rape. Children don't agree to be in porn. And folks, we're talking about infants in these videos. And he had a bunch of them on his computer. And so many other people have been caught with similar stuff, just hard drives full of it. And you have a picture of Maxwell with one of the owners, if not the sole owner now of the Atlantic, who was the ex-wife of, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to go off of memory here. It was the ex-wife of, who was it, guys? Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, I believe it was. Steve Jobs' ex-wife was, Powell Jobs, I think was her name, hung out with Maxwell, owner or part owner of the Atlantic. So all of this stuff is coming out about Maxwell and serial pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And in the midst of that, the Atlantic publishes a headline that says the myth of sex trafficking rings. The myth of sex trafficking rings. So, yeah, there is Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' ex-wife, with Maxwell. And in the middle of the Maxwell trial, the Atlantic publishes a story that says the myth of sex trafficking rings. I don't remember the exact headline if the crew is searching for it right now. But so think about that, though. There it is. The great fake child sex trafficking epidemic. Oh, yeah, they didn't rescue 17 kids from that house in California and kids in cages. And okay, it just doesn't happen, folks. It's a myth. And Epstein doesn't exist either. He didn't have any high-level contacts. But see, that's the thing. They all run with the fake news stories all the time, and this is going to be the big topic on the War Room coming up. And you know what? These calls have been so great. I may just keep taking calls. I may just do 4 hours of them. But that's what they do is they cover all the fake news, whether it's Jussie Smollett or Russian collusion, all the other things that they fake, and then they cover up the real stories like Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell and the rest of them running a giant sex trafficking ring that implemented Hollywood, implemented business executives, implemented politics. And, you know, obviously the media is trying to cover this up, and there's obviously interest inside the courtroom and influence to try to cover it up. But, I mean, the longer it goes on, the more crazy some of these details are. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. Coming right back on the War Room, though.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.